Good morning, everybody. So we're continuing the Ramchal's introduction to Mesilat Yesharim, where he's explaining the purpose of the book and he's explaining the structure of the book, of the Sefer. So we're going to continue with the next paragraph. So Ramchal says, Halo, im iyanu ala davar iyun amiti. So if we really would investigate this matter, a true investigation, meaning the matter that we discussed in the previous shiur about the necessity of investigating and learning about fearing Hashem and all the other midot that involved in shlimut ha'avodah and complete service of Hashem, ha'inu motzim oto al amito u'meitivim la'atzmenu. We would find that this is true, this necessity is really necessary, it's really important, and we would be doing good for ourselves. U'melamdim oto la'achirim, and we would teach others about it also. U'meitivim lahem gamken, and also we would be doing good to them by teaching them about this idea of the necessity of studying about shlimut ha'avodah. Huma shamar Shlomo, and this is what Shlomo HaMelech says in Mishlei, im tivakshena chakasef chamatmonim tachpesena az tavin yirat Hashem. If you seek it out like silver and like precious jewels, you look for it, az tavin yirat Hashem, then you will understand what it means to fear Hashem. Eino omer az tavin philosophia. Doesn't say then you will understand philosophy, az tavin tchuna, or then you'll understand engineering, az tavin refua, you'll understand medicine, as tavin dinim, you'll understand law, or Jewish laws, as tavin halachot, or then you'll understand the halachot. Ela as tavin yirat Hashem. Once you, if you seek it out, like silver or like precious jewels, the way a person seeks after these things, then you'll understand yirat Hashem. Hare lecha, you see, we see from here, shelahavin hayira, to understand what it means to have fear of Hashem, tzarech levakesh otah kakesef ilchapes otah kamatmanim. We have to seek it, we have to go after it, we have to look for it, like silver and like precious stones, if we really want to understand what Yirat Hashem is. Is it enough what we learn from our history, from our forefathers, our parents? And what is famous, every religious person is known, it's famous to him, it's well known to him, is that enough? No, we have to look much further. We have to investigate. We have to learn. We have to study. Another argument Ramchal makes. You spend a lot of time studying other things, looking into other things, and we're not going to make time for studying Yirat Hashem, studying Shlimut HaAvodah. So why shouldn't a person set aside at least some time for this investigation? He has to spend all his other time doing other things. He has to learn about other things, study about other things, whether it's Torah, whether it's not Torah, whatever it is, a person spends a lot of time doing other things. But at least, Ramchal says, to set aside some time to study Yirat Hashem, to study what it means to serve Hashem in a complete way. The Pasuk says, Hen Yirat Hashem hi chokhmah. The Yirat, it says hen, we'll see soon what that means. Yirat Hashem is Chochmah. Avamru Rabotenu, Zechonam Livracha, hen, Echat. What does it mean? Hen Yirat Hashem is Chochmah? It means that Yirat Hashem and Chochmah are one. They're the one and the same. Shekem Bilshon Yivanim Karim La'achat hen, because in Greek they would call the number one hen. Harei Shehayira hi Chochmah, vihi levadah Chochmah. We see from here the Yirah is wisdom, and it is only Yirah is wisdom. And for something to be called a chokhmah, like yirah to be called a chokhmah, it certainly requires one to investigate, to delve deeply into understanding what it means. Not just to take things superficially, but to really try to understand what it means to have yirat shamayim, to have yirat Hashem. Ach ha'emeti, the truth is, ki yun gadol tzarech al kol ha'dvarim ha'ela ladat otam ba'emet. V'lo atzad ha'dimyon v'asvarah ha'kozevet. To really know it into its truth, not to have false ideas or to have imaginary ideas about what Yirat Shamayim is, but to really understand what Yirat Shamayim is requires iyun gadol, not just to investigate, but requires great investigation. Kol shekein liknot otam ulasigam. That's just to remove one from having false ideas about these things, but to really acquire Yirat Shamayim, to really acquire service of Hashem. It's not just enough to investigate them. All the more so, you have to go deep and deep and deep in order to really acquire these midot of Yirat Shamayim and Shlimut HaAvodah.
Yireh she'en ha'chasidut talui ba'otam ha'dvarim she'yachshuva mitchastim ha'tipshim.
So as we said yesterday, if you really look into what it means to have v'chassidut, to be pious, what it means to have shlemut ha'avodah and yirat shamayim, you'll see it's not those things we spoke about yesterday, about the foolish things about rolling around in the snow and those things that people misunderstand. There's matters of real shlemut, real completion over here, and great wisdom in the matter of what it means to have yirat shamayim and what it means to have shlemut ha'avodah. So Bezrat Hashem, in the next year, we'll talk about some of the details. What are the specific makeups of what it means to be serving Hashem in a complete way? And then Bezrat Hashem, after that, we'll get to how this all connects to the Sefer Misilat Yesharim and how all this relates to the structure of the Sefer. Have a great day, everybody, and have a Shabbat Shalom.